Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of May 2017, and this is the 592nd Moll Out Loud podcast. It's late afternoon, well, not very late afternoon, it's nearly 4 o'clock. I'm going to have to pause. I do apologise for that. There was a sudden rat-a-tat-tat at the door, quite a kind of urgent sort of rat-a-tat-tat. I hardly ever have people knocking at my door. My driveway is so overgrown it puts most casual passers-by off, and often they can't find my front door. But this was my neighbour from a couple of doors up with two great big bags of recycling paper. Fantastic. When I say paper, a lot of it is almost card. It's so thick. And he's the neighbour who was putting up the Frenchman from a couple of weeks ago. So they're kind of both very involved with stamps, and so the last time I saw him was at dinner and he asked me whether I wanted any more paper. So I've got this beautiful backside of paper, two bags full, too heavy for me to lift. Actually, one is too heavy for me to lift, so I'll have to decant them. And they've all got, yes, my hometown printed on the back, because that's where the central office is for the Universal Postal Union. Anyway, that was a little unexpected interlude. Where was I going to go with this podcast? It's a chilly old day, and I'm going to go out and do some pruning very soon. I have a yellow recycling bin that I use once a month, where we recycle green waste. So it's always a bit of there's a bit of impetus to fill that bin before they take it away. And I know that for the next few days it's going to be pouring with rain, and it's probably a better activity to be done in the dry. It's been dry today, but cold. And I was wanting to do murmurs this afternoon, but I think I need to do the green waste. Yesterday, which was Murmurs Day, it was a beautiful sunny day, I curtailed my walk so that I would have time to get into Murmurs. And I sat down on my sofa and I woke up over 2 hours later, having rolled myself up on the sofa in the sun and slept like a cat. I don't know quite what happened to that morning. But it means I'm a bit behind, or it's certainly one of the reasons why I am quite behind with Murmurs. Although I do know what I'm writing about, at least there's that. So I think I'll have to put Murmurs off until Monday. I might get some time tomorrow, but I'm not sure. We'll see. Next week is my non-internet week, so I would rather not be sending things out on the internet on Monday, but sending out is a bit different from receiving, I think. So I'll just have to be strict with myself about what I do. And it was very, very nice napping in the sun. It's only this time of year that it's possible, really, because in the summer it's too hot to lie in the sun. Whereas in the winter, you can bask in it. Today has gone rather quickly. I had a commitment this morning that involved going into town and being polite to people. And this afternoon I did do a bit of murmurs at the cafe. The cafe was full, very, very full when I left for town, and when I came back there were people outside on the pavement, although it was chilly. They're all rugged up in the nana rugs that the cafe provides. But I met, when I got there, I suppose about an hour before they closed, it was nearly empty, so I had a seat inside to myself to do a little bit of writing, and that really worked well. Both last week and this week, the Writer's Cave has been cancelled, and that's really put a bit of a kibosh on my novel writing. So I don't know quite how I'm going to go with that next week if I'm still writing murmurs and I have 2 days up north as well. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. I shouldn't predict not non-productivity, but I do know that I need to be a bit realistic about what I can or can't do. So I am about to go outside. It feels very chilly going out there, but I've turned off the heater here so that I'm not inclined to stay inside. I need to get out of my polite company shoes and put my boots on and see how far I go. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that you are able to, or have been able to, work on whatever you like working on, or dream about whatever you like dreaming about. And I thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I'll talk to you again after my break, which will be June, which will be winter here, really winter. I mean, today feels quite like winter, but next week really, really will be calling itself winter. Only 3 more weeks, really, till the winter solstice and the dark mofo celebrations down here. So thank you again, and look after yourselves next week. Take care, go gently, and see you then.